Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some rain showers with our high nearing 50. Some rain showers early tonight, then partly cloudy with a low around 30. Sunny and 46 throughout Tuesday, then clear skies Tuesday night with a low around 27. A bit warmer on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 56, and clear skies over Wednesday night with a low around 39. Warmer on Thursday, sunny with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on multiple allegations after a violent attack at a Kansas home in Jackson County. Just before 1 p.m. on Thursday, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that at 505 Highland Avenue in the city of Denison for what was reported as a violent domestic situation. EMS provided medical aid to the victims. The suspect was believed to have left the scene and armed with a knife prior to law enforcement's arrival. The suspect, Jeffrey Lynn Scott Bauman, 53, of Denison, was captured at a residence on 208. 18th Road north of Denison shortly after 4:30 p.m. One person was reportedly injured in a crash in downtown Topeka near the parade route for the Miracle on Kansas Avenue parade. The crash happened around 5:10 p.m. on Saturday at the intersection of South Kansas Avenue and Southeast 6th Street. The driver was injured and taken to a local hospital. The injuries were described as minor. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Law enforcement authorities in Sedgwick County are investigating a fatal shooting in Wichita and continue to ask the public for help to locate a suspect identified as Luis Jackson. That's according to a Crime Stoppers report. Just after 2 a.m. on September 10th, police were dispatched to the report of a shooting in the 4000 block of West Memory Lane in Wichita. First responders located 19-year-old Ziles James of Wichita unconscious and not breathing with gunshot wounds to his upper and lower body. James was later pronounced deceased. If you see Jackson or know his location, call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. This past week, the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigations Division conducted an investigation into child sex crimes, and they did make an arrest. Deputies took 54-year-old Craig Melvin Wilson Jr. into custody on requested charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child and an offender registration violation. That's according to Sheriff's Lieutenant Scott Wanamaker. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating a homicide Saturday night in Aurora. According to the Aurora Police Department, they received the report of a stabbing that had occurred at a residence in the 100 block of Fairway Drive in Aurora around 1:20 a.m. Officers did locate an adult woman with significant injuries in the driveway of a neighboring house. A search of the residence did reveal two additional victims inside. All three victims were transported to the hospital. One of the victims, identified as 48-year-old Ross Nicholas, was pronounced dead at the hospital. The suspect, identified as 29-year-old Kayla Barnett, was transported to the hospital and treated for minor injuries suffered prior to the officer's arrival. He's now in the Hamilton County Jail. One person died and another was hurt in an overnight crash Saturday morning on an Omaha interstate. Officials were called to I-80 at I Street just before 1 a.m. The crash involved two vehicles in the westbound lane. One person died at the scene. Another was taken to the hospital. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners considered a request as to on-call time when volunteers are called out for ambulance and fire. After discussion, commissioners decided the policy will be paid for the first 2 hours. After that, will require paid time off. Purchase of a new motor grader was approved at last week's meeting. Nemahal County Emergency Preparedness Director presented commissioners with a draft resolution that would allow declaration of burn bans during red flag warnings. A public meeting on the matter is planned Wednesday, January 10th, 7 p.m. at the Nemahal County Courthouse. Gage County Planning and Zoning will hold a hearing December 14th for a special use permit for a cell tower. 22 residents were on hand at Blue Springs recently for an informational meeting regarding transportation grants for Gage County. Those community meetings continue. Pawnee City School Board Tuesday at a special meeting voted 5-1 to continue football at the six-man level for the next two-season cycle, which will not allow postseason play due to enrollment numbers. A motion to switch to eight-man next season by J.S. Vichek was defeated, and he was the lone dissenting vote on the motion to remain six-man. Kansas Department of Agriculture is awaiting confirmation on a presumptive positive case of the avian influenza in a backyard flock in Pottawatomie County. If confirmed, it would be the first case in Kansas this fall. A resurgence nationwide causes owners of poultry flocks to be particularly vigilant in protecting their birds. The spread has been primarily from wild migratory waterfowl, which makes free-range backyard flocks at high risk because of the potential of exposure to the wild birds. Actively monitor your birds for symptoms, and if you see symptoms, contact your veterinarian or the Division of Animal Health Office with the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Identity of the drivers involved in an injury accident in Gage County south of Beatrice on U.S. 77 Thursday were released. Evan Satoff of Wymore collided with Delmer Seamatter of Marysville near Oak Road as Satoff veered into the opposite lane. Both men were extricated by EMS, with Satoff flown to a Lincoln hospital. Seamatter and his wife were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Kansas Department of Transportation announced construction projects including pavement patching on K-9 from the Washington-Marshall County line east to the U.S. 77 K-9 West Junction, U.S. 36 from the Washington-Marshall County line east to 7 miles east of the Washington County line, U.S. 77 from the K-9, U.S. 77 West Junction, then to the south city limits of Marysville, 50 miles of pavement patching. Project went to Hall Brothers of Marysville for $1.3 million. And in Nemahal County on K-62, from the Jackson-Nemahal County line north to the K-9-K-62 junction, 6 miles milling and overlay went to Bettis Asphalt of Topeka for $890,000. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a hamburger with baked beans, pea salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, chicken noodle soup, ham salad sandwich, California blend, mandarin oranges, and cake. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some rain showers with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers early tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Much warmer into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Then partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Friday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 47. Record high on this date, 72. The average low, 26, and the record low is 4 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 5:05. -25 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 4th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as last year's ornaments are 50% off. This holiday season, shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
The Niners get their revenge and the Seminoles still soar over their snub. Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clark with sports. In Philadelphia, it was a rematch of last year's NFC title game. In the third quarter, San Francisco was leading, but then they blew it open.
Caught. Broken tackle by Debo Samuel. Runs for a first down. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown!
As heard on KNBR, that was part of a stretch of six touchdowns on six consecutive possessions en route to a romp, 42-19 over the Eagles. Sunday night football saw Patrick Mahomes play at Lambeau Field for the first time in his career.
Here it is, placement made, kick to the uprights, and it is good!
On WRNW, as Anders Carlson's second field goal of the fourth quarter put Green Bay in front 27-19, an apparent pass interference that went uncalled helped stall Kansas City's final drive as the Packers beat the Chiefs 27-19. Elsewhere in the NFL, another big offensive day for the Dolphins, 45-15 over the Commanders. The Lions hung on to beat the Saints, 33-28. The Texans halted the Broncos' five-game winning streak, 22-17. Colts edged the Titans, 31-28 in overtime. College football playoff field is set with number one Michigan playing number four Alabama in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Second-ranked Washington plays third-ranked Texas that same day. But the big story remains the team that was left out, unbeaten Florida State, ultimately snubbed because their star quarterback Jordan Travis broke his leg a few weeks ago. Florida State legend Derek Brooks reacted to that news on ESPN Radio's Game Night.
Most all of us, you know, we are extremely disappointed, really lost for words. You know, this happened early in the day, but you still can't find a rhyme or reason when you're doing things you're supposed to do on the field and don't achieve the results.
Florida State will play number six Georgia on December 30th in the Orange Bowl. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, drought continues to be a major issue across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas. And while things may be slowly getting better with some of the rain and even that heavy snow that we had received just over the past week or so, it's still relatively dry for many in the ag industry and especially in that cattle industry. As we sat down with the El Dorado Livestock Auction talking about how some have talked about even trying to put their livestock out into the wheat pastures to try and keep them going as opposed to turning them into slaughter.
We really haven't seen a whole lot of stuff like that up this way. I know further south, though, they've, I think, got enough moisture that the grass pasture cattle down there, you know, in northern Oklahoma, I believe, are coming on. But, you know, the people are buying them turn out there. But up this way, I haven't really heard of a lot of people really trying to buy a bunch of wheat pasture calves like they sometimes would.
Good news is we at least got a little bit of moisture with some of the snow over the past week or so. Is that helping with some of the drought conditions, or is that still driving some people to take their herds out to slaughter because of the ongoing drought that's causing issues?
I wouldn't say massive. The moisture that we've gotten has helped. It hasn't just run a bunch of water yet to fill up ponds and like that for people. It's helped groundwater, I think, some maybe, and started some springs back going that maybe hadn't been going.
Sure.
But it still is pretty hit and miss. Some people are still, you know, without water, and some people, you know, have got quite a bit of runoff. Now, once the snow melts and goes away, maybe that'll run quite a bit. But, you know, it had been so dry.
Right.
Everything that we got that could soak in was soaking in.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As it is cooled down outside, wheat growers could be seeing winter grain mites or their impacts in fields. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses what the mite can do to the crop and if growers should be concerned this time of year. He explains the mite's ideal weather for feeding.
Winter grain mites, as the name implies, are mostly around in the winter time, although they can come around in the spring also. But in the winter is when we first start noticing they're a cool weather mite. They're not an insect. They're an arachnid, actually. They like temperatures probably between 30 and 50 degrees or 60 degrees. They like cool, cloudy days, or they will feed at night for the most part. They suck juice out of individual cells of the plant, and so they turn the leaves yellow. The tips sometimes will kind of turn brown because that's where a lot of the feeding occurs early on. But it actually can extend down the whole plant, can actually turn the whole plant yellow.
Whitworth describes what a winter grain mite looks like and where people might be able to find them.
To me, it's kind of a neat colored or neat or unusual arachnid or mite. Their bodies are kind of a dark color. I don't know if it's gray, green, black. You can see them with the naked eye, but not well. If there's a lot of them, you can see them on a plant, but generally you have to use, you know, a little bit of magnification. And the legs are red. They have a little red spot on the back. It's called an anal pore. They're very uniquely colored. They move relatively slow unless they're getting off a plant. They're pretty shy, so when you approach, they can go down the plants, or they just drop off a plant and they get into cracks and crevices in the ground. So it's really kind of difficult to determine how many you have per plant.
He reviews when the grain mite can create concern for growers and when they should possibly treat for them.
The winter grain mite is there. It's always going to be there. It's always going to feed on developing wheat or other grasses, but the wheat's a crop we worry about. And again, it only shows up and only causes concern in those years when we have limiting moisture, like this year. But do not spray. You know, my recommendation is you don't spray for winter grain mites in the fall. Just hold on and wait. But go out and check and see how many you have. That might portend infestation in the spring if moisture is still limiting at that time.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on why people could be seeing winter grain mites in their fields. He says waiting until the spring to treat, if needed, is usually a better option for growers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday. It's a wonderful Monday, certainly because we've got very high-quality cattle. We got a big hay sale, and the rest is good morning. Have a good day. Well, here today, we will start at 9:30. We've got over 100 cows in the barn already and a tremendous feeder cattle sale here today. So let's get after the business. Well, the feeder cattle is certainly serious business right now with the way the futures markets are going. And in the live cattle, to the processor, 174 to 175 in the cash. They bucked that about $3 this week again. On the low side, 275 in the carcass, and so we certainly hope that when that sun comes up this morning, the future markets catches a little fire and works in the cattleman's favor. Well, at 9:30, we'll get into the cows and the bulls. At 12 o'clock noon, we'll get into the hay department, and we certainly have hay. In the square bales, alfalfa, fourth cut, there's a 20 and a 17. Third cut, alfalfa, 17-17 in the prairie. Groups of 10, 10 and 9 in the brome, 13 in the grass. 15, 15, 9, 24, 23. In the straw department, 25 wire tied. The balance twine tied are 10, 10, 15, and 15. In the big round bales, folks, if you need big bales, certainly attend our 12 o'clock auction. The quality is very high from top to bottom. Round alfalfa, 12, third cut, they weigh 14.85. In the round prairie, very, very good stuff. Green on the inside, 12, 12, and 12. We do have round oat hay. It is excellent. There is 12. They weigh 1,500. It was put up in the soft dough stage. In the round prairie, there's 23. They weigh 1,420. Very nice contents on the inside. Speaking of big squares, we certainly got them. Square prairie, beautiful stuff. There's 12. They weigh 1,836. Also in the squares, the orchard grass, great color, 12 of them, 824. We do have square CRP, they're 24. They weigh 716. In addition, round grass, 12 and 11, that is nice stuff also. And the round corn stalks, there is 8 and 8. Well, on the inside, after the 12 o'clock noon hour, we will get on 6 black families, about 12:45. They're going to be 6 to 8 year olds. They're black September, October bull and heifer calves, smaller frame cows, but certainly good calves, and the cows got good cover. In the feeder cattle guys, we have one bunch that's coming off the cow with no wean. Then certainly we really walk and rock and talk about good cattle the rest of the way. The balance will be all weaned and vaccinated. The Malco calves coming off the cow, there's going to be 18 black and red steer and heifers. They got a 90-day vac. They're going to weigh 450 to 600. Irvin Hulse has got 10. They're going to be out of Virginia. 10 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 500. Preston's out of Crete, got 14 black, red white face, steer and heifers, 5 to 575. Pagnano out of Humboldt's got 39 black and red char, steer and heifers, 350 to 500. JB and Chris Nicholas out of Burchard, 100 black Angus steers. They're going to weigh 5 to 6 and a quarter. McKeever out of Wymore, 63 black and red steer and heifers. Good cattle, 550, 6 and a half. Clint Mahoney, folks out of Tecumseh, super set, good condition, 171 black and black baldies. They're going to be steer and heifers, 5 to 700. Dave Wallenberg out of Beatrice, 42 black and black baldies. They're going to be steer and heifers, 7 to 800. Jeff Werbein out of Burchard, super set, black, 55 black steers. They're going to weigh 6.5, 775. The always very, very high quality Dave Straube out of Tecumseh, 54 black, black baldy steers. They're going to weigh 6 to 715. Lender Farms out of Blue Springs, 45 head, black steer and heifers, 5 and a quarter, 6.5. Naveen Farms out of Adams got 50 black Sim Angus steers. They are 750 to 800. Double V, Vogt Farms out of Okito, 42 blacks. Stern Heifers, 475 to 600. Watermeyer Farms out of Burr, 75 black and black baldy. Stern Heifers, 6 to 700. Stan Leonard's out of Philly, 68 black and red steers, along with 38 black and red heifers, are going to hit the scales at 6 to 750. Tony Schlichtemeyer, Nehaka, 45 black, steer and heifers, 6.5, 700. Steubendix out of Elmwood, 13 black, steer and heifers, 5, 600. Mike Hang out of Nebraska City, 14 black and red, steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Steve Epp, Blue Springs, 14 black, steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Frederick's Farms, Marysville, 16 red, steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Bruce Wallenberg, Plymouth, 14 black, steer and heifers, 475. Harms Farms out of Adams, 17 black, steer and heifers, 6 to 675. Mr. Winslow out of Steiner's got 11 black, black baldies, 5 to 600. And finishing up with 10 black and red char, steer and heifers, they're going to be 5 to 600. Well, folks, it's a great day when you're talking about the quality of cattle, and we certainly have them here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. We say thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571.
7:30 from KNDY and 25 degrees this hour. Pleasant temps this week. We'll likely top 50 here today. Perhaps we could see 60 before week's end.
Harsh or mild? That is the question on everyone's mind about the upcoming winter. Some December weather lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 4th, the 338th day of the year. Actor Jeff Bridges has a birthday in the so-called Million Dollar Quartet. Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins recorded together on this day in 1956. We've been looking through our collection of December weather lore. Here are some tried and true proverbs you can put to the test. In December, rain before church on a Sunday is said to mean a rainy week. Is your fireplace noisier than usual? Legend has it that firewood pops more before a snowstorm. Old-timers noticed that a green Christmas often meant a white Easter. And for generations, people believed a new moon occurring near Christmas Day meant a harsh winter. This year, the new moon is on the 12th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Kansas State football will head to Orlando, Florida to play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The Wildcats will take on North Carolina State at Camping World Stadium on December 28th. Kickoff is set for 4:45 p.m. and ESPN will air the game. The Wildcats finished the regular season at 8-4. North Carolina State finished the regular season at 9-3. True freshman and Mays product Avery Johnson will be starting under center in the bowl game. For the second straight season, Kansas will be headed to a bowl game. The Jayhawks finished at 8-4, the most wins since 2008. It's the first time the Jayhawks have qualified for back-to-back bowl games since 2007-2008. However, they will be without offensive coordinator Andy Kolonicki, who has recently taken the offensive coordinator job at Penn State. KU will take on UNLV December 26th in Phoenix, Arizona, 8 o'clock p.m. kickoff on ESPN. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Sabetha 49-34. Valley Heights edged Riley County 47-45. Hanover girls top Thayer Central 60-38. Frankfurt over Pawnee City 61-14. Donovan West stopped Axtell 53-23. Nemahal Central girls over Centralia 40-33. Diller Odell took HTRS 71-45. And Palmyra over Southern 47-6. In boys play, Marysville beat Sabetha 47-45. Raleigh County took Valley Heights 59-44. Hanover wins over Thayer Central 74-63. Pawnee City down Frankfort 60-50. Axtell boys over Donovan West 53-25. Nemahal Central beat Centralia 58-49. Diller Odell boys over HTRS 50-44. And Southern took Palmyra 57-40. Marysville wrestlers won three rounds in pool competition Saturday over Minneapolis, Prairie LeCompton, and Onega, earning coach Cole Fredrickson his 100th dual win. Marysville defeated Smoky Valley 57-24 and fell to Clay Center 42-40.
It was another successful fall sports season in the Twin Valley League, capped off with a state championship from the Axtell Eagles. Now as we turn our attention to the winter, things are only going to get better with multiple teams in the TVL looking to make waves in the league and in the state. Hi, I'm Jeff Wards, host of the TVL Spotlight, the only podcast focused directly on the student athletes of the Twin Valley League. Check out the TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com, service of KNDY Radio.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Stay up to date with the high school girls and boys basketball programs as we interview the coaches each week. Our Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:20. And we highlight Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner on KNDY airs each evening around 5:20.
KNDY.
The wind is blowing down the quiet river, a shining